आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 4 July 9, 2006.
Testing 1 2 3. I think these mics are on.
Yeah,
let's record. Hi, I'm Sean, substituting for Dave.
And I'm Trisha, substituting for Pia.
This is your Hindi podcast,
Awaz Anjane.
Pretty funky name, eh?
Sean, stop. I hear footsteps. Turn it off.
Run!
Hi, everyone. We are back with another episode of Awaz Anjane. You heard our children almost taking over this time.
It's summer, and they are just trying out everything they can,
including this podcast. I'm Deb, and no, we have no substitutes this time.
Aur main Pia, Awaz Anjane ki is episode mein aapka swagat hai.
We took a break last week and went to a friend's place. We didn't quite take a break from music though. Along with plenty of fun, barbecue, we had long sessions of singing.
And we met some great singing families. We hope to bring them over to our show sometime.
Getting back to business on hand, in this episode, we will be introducing two new singers and I will be attempting a favorite song of mine at the end. And of course, in between, we'll answer a few questions that some of you have emailed us.
We begin with a song originally sung by Yesudas.
Oh, one of my favorite singers. Wo 70s ka wo sab gaane. Remember that? Chand jaise mukhde pe bindiya sitara. Oh, that one. Nisagama pani sarega.
Yeah, even that one. Madhuban khushbu deeta hai. Oh, I just love those songs. I was just reading up on Yesudas. He has recorded over 40,000 songs in over 10 languages.
Really?
Interestingly, in an interview, he was asked that his classical style and methods have often come under attack by critics, saying it is neither Carnatic nor Hindustani.
And what did he say?
He replied that we can call his style Bharatiya if we think he doesn't fit into the accepted genres of Hindustani or Carnatic.
I don't know about nomenclatures, but he uses his classical bass so effortlessly even in film songs. So here's Joe Smadamakkal from Chicago singing a very famous Yesudas number.
माना हो तुम बेहद हसी ऐसे बुरे हम भी नहीं माना हो तुम बेहद हसी ऐसे बुरे इकरार से माना हो तुम बेहद हसी ऐसे बुरे हम भी नहीं दिल रुबा तुम हमसे से खुश हो या हो खफा, तिरछी नजर तीखी अदा, लगते हो क्यों बेजार से, देखो कभी तो प्यार से, डरते हो क्यों इकरार से, माना हो तुम बेहद हसी ऐसे बुरे हम भी आसान हो जाए सफर, छोड़ो भी ये दुनिया कर, तोड़ो ना दिल क्यों इनकार से, देखो कभी तो प्यार से, डरते हो क्यों इकरार से, माना हो तुम बेहद हसी ऐसे बुरे नहीं, देखो कभी तो प्यार से, डरते हो क्यों इकरार से।
Thank you for sending us this song, Jos. I'm sure our listeners liked it. हमें feedback भेजिए ताकि हम आपकी feedback singer तक पहुंचा सके. And all of you who love to sing, please send us your songs by emailing us. It will be our pleasure to let the world listen to you through Awaaz Anjane.
If you have joined us for the first time, Awaaz Anjane is the only Hindi podcast of its kind where we play your contributions. Your songs, your instrumental pieces, commentaries related to Hindi music.
It's a podcast on Hindi music that brings to you Anjane voices.
The next song is from Down Under, Australia. Srividya Kasturi from Perth sends us this beautiful Vani Jairam song.
Talking about Vani Jairam reminds me that she made that stunning debut in Guddi. In fact, the song Srividya is singing today won Vani Jairam in 1970 the Tansen Samman for Best Classical Song in a Film and numerous other awards. Like Jesudas, she has also sung in many languages, but somehow never quite made it big in Hindi film music.
I'm sure singing talent was not the reason. She's just awesome.
And I was following some internet forums recently. Vijaya TV has brought her back as a judge or chief guest in the Airtel Super Singer contest. And apparently, she disliked some of the contestants adding dance moves while singing. Many followers, as a result, resent her choice of the winning contestants.
She is definitely old school. But again, Vani Jairam is Vani Jairam. Just fabulous.
Here's Srividya Kasturi from Perth, Australia.
Thanks, Srividya. Time to answer some of your questions. Ramesh from Singapore wants to know the difference between audio blogging and podcasts.
That's a very good question. The terms podcasting and audio blogging are interchangeably used, but they are not the same. Let's just go to the beginning. First, you had blogs or weblogs, a sort of online journal that individuals would maintain. Then, a group of people wanted to add audio to their blogs, so they uploaded an MP3 file and added links to it somewhere in their blogs. Services popped up which would allow people to phone in, record their thoughts, and post the recordings on their weblogs. And a whole new term was coined as audio blogging. Podcasts, on the other hand, came later, just over 2 years ago, and was a means of audio distribution, much like broadcast. So, you would record a show. Mind you, podcasts are typically radio-like shows and not audio diaries of individuals. And then these shows, through a website, they would allow people to listen to your show as well as subscribe to your show through podcatchers. These are softwares like iTunes, Juice, Doppler. Once you subscribe, you may not even visit the website to listen to it. So in short, audio blogging and podcasting both have media files. Audio blogging typically has web content associated with it and may not have any distribution mechanism, while podcasts are typically radio-like shows and must have a distribution mechanism with it. Optionally, it may have some text content on the website, which we call our show notes. I hope, Ramesh, that I have been able to clarify this point.
Interesting. Some of you wanted to know whether you need to have an iPod or MP3 player to listen to our podcast. Well, if you don't have one, you're missing out on the portability aspect, which is the biggest advantage. If you have an MP3 player, you transfer Awaaz Anjaani episode to it and listen on the go. You are not chained to the computer. Like Shanta from California wrote to us. Pia Deb, I really enjoy your show. I usually listen to your program in the car while driving. Please include me in your email list and let me know when you have one uploaded. Shanta, thanks for sharing this with us. We are glad we are able to make your commute enjoyable. We do the same. We have a few podcasts that we like. We load up our MP3 players with it and listen to it while driving.
In fact, as Shanta mentioned about email lists, visit podioindia.com, go to the Submit Comments page and add your email there. We will add you to our mailing list and you will know when we have a new show.
Some of you also wanted to know how to record and send songs to us. We are trying to put together an easy instruction set that you can follow and record on your home computer.
Time for a quick round of acknowledgement. Sanjay and Baishaki from North Carolina, Parag from Arkansas, Rajneesh from Long Island, Murali from South Carolina, Ramesh from Singapore, Chandni and Archana from Ohio, Hemant and Joe from India, Sachin from Pittsburgh and Shomitra from Australia, thank you for writing to us.
We look forward to your audio comments and emails at yourgeet@gmail.com or call us at 206-203-GEET.
Well, it's time to play our last song and bid goodbye. This one is a Bhupinder number that I have attempted to sing. Before that, I have a story to tell. I think it was sixth grade, and there was supposed to be some sort of a talent contest in our school. And I decided to enroll and sing a song. And so I enrolled, and I thought I will sing a Bhupinder number. I know that song, Mithe Bol Bole, I used to really love that song. So I would, on my walk to school, I used to walk to school and then again come back walking. So I would walk to school, and I would practice this song. And while coming back, I would practice this song again. And for over a month, I used to do this and, you know, became really confident that I would do good in the contest. And then on the D-Day, when the contest was almost about to start, I developed cold feet, and I said, I'm not going to participate in this contest. So I dropped out, and I never sang that song.
Well, before you get off the stage again, let's listen to the song.
एक अकेला इस शहर में, रात में और दोपहर में, आबूदाना ढूंढता है, आशियाना ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में, रात में और दोपहर में, आबूदाना ढूंढता है, आशियाना ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में, दिन खाली खाली बर्तन है, दिन खाली खाली बर्तन है, और रात है जैसे अंधा कुआं, इन सूनी अंधेरी आंखों में आंसू की जगह आता है धुआं। जीने की वजह तो कोई नहीं, मरने का बहाना ढूंढता है, ढूंढता है, ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में, रात में और दोपहर में, आबूदाना ढूंढता है, आशियाना ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में।
अकेलेपन के इस गाने के साथ वी एंड टुडेज शो। We enjoyed spending this time with you. See you next week with another episode of Awaaz Anjaane.
इन उम्र से लंबी सड़कों को, इन उम्र से लंबी सड़कों को, मंजिल पे पहुंचते देखा नहीं, बस दौड़ती फिरती रहती है, हमने तो ठहरते देखा नहीं। इस अजनबी से शहर में, जाना पहचाना ढूंढता है, ढूंढता है, ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में, रात में और दोपहर में, आबूदाना ढूंढता है, आशियाना ढूंढता है। एक अकेला इस शहर में।